Now, first question is about Bad Season. Now, how did this project come to be?
I was made aware of Tech N9ne through Vanessa. You know, the head chick in charge at XXL.
Uh-huh.
She's been talking about him for like a good couple months, I guess, through her experience from her hearing about him, then going to see him perform, then seeing the reactions and hearing the music and the energy. And she told me, and she told 50 Cent about him at the same time during a 50 Cent shoot. And, you know, me being a DJ, I took it upon myself to, you know, dwell on it more, because he's called my show a couple of times, you know, over the years. Mm-hmm. I remember when he called when his mother was sick during that time. And then, you know, and then I first started, like, getting to understand who he is, because when he called, I really never heard of him, but my phone lines on Sirius XM went berserk. Like, people couldn't believe that he had called my show. And right. I was like, yo, who is this guy? Like, you know?
Right.
And then once I heard Areola, it kind of like answered like all my questions.
What was it about that song? Just that he would make a song?
Yeah, because I saw the reaction, like when first of all, when he explodes, comes out that wall, and then he just starts going crazy with it.
Right.
And then all the females just start, like, booming it up, like, boobs everywhere.
Now, is that something... And, oh, I'm sorry, keep going.
Yeah, we usually see that, like, one boob here, one boob there, but not 30 pairs of boobs.
Yeah.
that's ridiculous.
Right, right. And so here's a guy who's not on the radio, but generating all this boob response. It had to make an impression.
I mean, I woke up when I physically flew to Kansas City and witnessed, like, his success factor, where, you know, his warehouses, you know, his, you know, clothing line, and, you know, he has, like, all kinds of accessories, and it's, like, it's crazy. And then, you know, it's right under our noses, like, I feel like he's in, like, a parallel universe, and he's just in his own world, and he's just living it up. And we're just like the idiots that don't understand what's going on.
Right, right. So
but, you know, it just shocked me, like, holy max.
Yeah. So I guess that was your first impression. Did you see him perform live in Kansas City?
Nah, I went to meet up with him to start the mixtape.
Oh, there. Right.
I usually don't wait for you know, to get down and dirty when it comes to doing mixtapes. Usually, like, if I do Snoop Dogg, I'll fly to LA.
Right.
And I hang with Snoop Dogg for like 2-3 days. So it's no different from me doing one with Tech N9ne. I told Tech N9ne I'll be there. And then he flew me out. And then it was like crazy experience. Like, just knocking him out like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, I want to get to that. Other than, you know, his whole rock star thing he's got going on, what were your impressions of him as an MC?
He's like, he's very punctual, and the spit factor is crazy. Like, you know, and then the lyrics, you can hear it like so clear with a certain speed that's like incredible. Like, I understand why his show is like so high impact, because he really goes in. He doesn't play no games. And then the beats that I produced for him on this mixtape, I made sure that they were like high impact. You know, crazy situations. You know, even the Dre beat, we got him. Like, he went in hard on a Dre beat, and then I had to like made it a worse situation by sending that song he did on a Dre beat to Travis Barker, which is like the ultimate monster. Like,
right.
So when people hear that, you know, Hard Liquor record, which is Dr. Dre and Travis Barker with Tech N9ne. Like, this is like unreal, yo.
So you're telling me that you had a Dr. Dre produced beat that you had Tech spit on, which got sent to Travis Barker afterward?
Yeah, once Tech killed it, I told upon myself, yo, man, Travis Barker's like a good friend of mine. Let me give him a call. And I said, yo, if you get on this right here, it'll be a nightmare. Especially if he performs it, it'll be a rap. It's just one of those hidden monsters. I didn't even talk about this yet. It's like my I'm talking about this,
right,
this combination, and people will not hear it until Christmas Day. So it could be like an explosive gift.
So this is appearing on Bad Season. This isn't what's going to be on.
Definitely on Bad Season.
Oh, wow. Guaranteed. Wow, that is huge.
And you know what's so funny, Tech? Man, I don't even know that I did this. It's a wrap. This is what I do. Like, I do stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
And I change the perception of how people listen to music or how they listen to a certain artist.
Right.
And in my mind, I see the artist in his element, but I also bring him down to my element level where this is how I, you know, more of a nightmare on how it would be if I told him what to do on a track. Because originally, I'm a bootlegger at the end of the day. Like, I just sell music.
Mm-hmm.
That's why mixtape DJ is when we first start out. So in order for me to keep selling what I have to make sure that it's on point and crazy to my buyers, which are my fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I treat it like a drug deal. You keep them, you give them a little crack here and there, and the fiends will just keep coming.
Right.
You got to make sure the crack is at high grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't give them shit with rope spray and fucked up shit.
Right.
Like,
right.
Give them high grade. It'll be like a nightmare. And but with this overdose that I created with the Dr. Dre, Travis Barker, and Tech N9ne, a lot of people are gonna like fizz out. Their brains are gonna blow the fuck up.
Wow.
Like, I can't wait to hear it on radio.
Wow. Well, yeah, I had no idea about this. Well, we knew that Tech did something for Travis's solo album, but we had no idea about this. This is that's pretty big.
You don't even know. Tech N9ne don't even know.
So
Double XL don't even know.
Did Tech know then? I mean, whose beat he was spitting on?
The manager. I told the manager about it, and he sent me the record. And, you know, and then the thing is, you know, they want Travis to do a track for his upcoming album.
Right.
But this whole thing with me and Travis is totally separate from whatever Travis got to do for him for his album.
Okay.
But he doesn't know that, you know, I did it. He doesn't know if it was completed or, because I told him, let me see if Travis will do it. But once I know Travis, once he heard that, he just went berserk.
Hmm.
It's like, you know, this is going to be like one of my hottest CDs that I've done, like, this year.
That,
and all this came out of left field through fate.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of the stuff that I do that really is historical is really through fate. And I think it was meant for me and him to meet up and get this cracking. And then I like the fact that he gave me the opportunity to spit on the tracks that I chose. That I think, you know, like my fan base on the other side could, you know, feel him a little more crazy. Because, you know, a lot of the tracks I gave him, you know, he has his own style and production.
Right.
Wavelength. But my style is more like gutter, East Coast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the norm stuff. But I took it up a notch because of who he is.
Right.
You know, so. And then a lot of those beats, you know, I sent him like, we had like, established artists that can't fuck with those beats.
Yeah.
And he just like cremated them. Like it was like, he stepped on them like they were nothing. I was like, oh shit. So he's ill, yo. That's all I gotta say, man. He's an ill motherfucker, man.